Christ is born. I was meditating on the words of Saint Isaac the Syrian. He says that if we flee from temptation, we actually flee from virtue, because where virtue is not tested, we can't be certain that the virtue is present within our life. I'm not trying to be negative or not joyous during this beautiful festive season, but rather honest. In every time and in every season, we are faced with difficulties within our life that challenge our whole being, that might even challenge our faith in love for God. As gold and silver are refined by fire, so does the Lord purify our hearts by tests and trials of our life. Christ showed us the way. It was through His sufferings that He opened a way to us to use our own struggles and tribulations to acquire the likeness of the Son of God in our life. These struggles, if we accept them, change the narrative of our life. And if we accept them as difficulties that God has given us as a way to cleanse ourselves of our sins, then we should not worry, because God is with us. Today, in the midst of difficulties, Christ comes to us. He gives us His life so we might have it more in abundance. But we have to be open to it. And the way we can be open to it, to Him, is through consistent life of prayer, confession, communion. But everything begins with prayer. Our life of prayer cannot be simply verbal. It must go to our heart and come from our heart. And turning our heart to God establishes a real prayer within us. Of course, the more we pray, the more we dedicate our life to Christ through good works, through good deeds, deepening our prayer life. When we do these things, then we also have to expect trials that come our way. We cannot have one and not the other. It is beautiful warfare where we have to fight with our temptation and do not flee. And after a while, when we look back in our life, we will see that in every difficulty of our life, God was with us, trying to put us back on a path to salvation. Let us remember the incarnation happens in our lives when we constantly try to bless, to do good, to pray for everyone we encounter, friends, and even our enemies. Let us also remember that the cross that God allows into our daily lives can be a resurrection if we constantly return to the Lord. So today, this beautiful feast of the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us open our hearts to Him so we can deepen our life with Him. Glory to Christ is born.